Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we're switching gears from hormones, love Dr. Cox, to your heart health. And we're doing that with the help of virtual imaging. Dr. Joe Esposito and Frank Maldonado.
You got it right. Good job.
It just hit me. The last time you were on, I butchered it so much that you didn't have a family member that would have recognized you from the radio at all. I butchered it so bad. But now it's like we're old friends.
Yes.
Maldonado.
You're Italian now.
I'm Italian. Where are the meatballs? But in all seriousness, we're going to get your heart health, in its optimal health, and doing that with virtual imaging. So, Frank, I want you to tell our listeners what virtual imaging actually does.
Okay, well, we perform what you could call life scans. So essentially, we are scanning the torso of the body from the shoulders to the base of the pelvis to check for heart health, first and foremost, the coronary arteries to make sure that they're clean and clear and the blood flowing through bringing oxygen to our heart is performing without any intrusions. And then secondly, we're scanning the internal organs, the stomach, pancreas, spleen, gallbladder, bladder, kidney, large and small intestines, trying to find potentially over 40 different forms of cancer. And it's remarkable because on average, every single week out of our very office, we're saving between 4 to 6 lives. It's incredible. And actually, Dr. Joe's a part of that, helping treat our patients after the detections and helping them to move in the proper direction with their heart-healthy diets.
So if I had gallstones, would that show up in the scan?
It does. We can actually detect gallstones, kidney stones as well. Now, those aren't life-threatening, obviously.
Right, sure.
Rather uncomfortable from what I understand. But yeah, we can detect those in an early stage. We've done that and save people from quite a bit of pain long-term.
Okay. Now, I know personally from a gentleman who we found stage 1 lung cancer.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I mean, when you hear stories like that, you speak to a spouse of someone who's had something detected early enough that they're surviving. It's a pretty emotional moment to have on the phone or in person with them. Yeah, it's pretty special.
If you have a question about your heart scan and what virtual imaging can do for you, give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We want to hear from you today. We've got two rock stars in the studio, Dr. Joe Esposito and Frank Maldonado. Dr. Joe, tell me what your role in virtual imaging is.
Oh, what I do is, I do a lot of nutrition. And so if Frank or anyone at virtual imaging finds a condition where there's some clogged arteries or an issue that may respond well to nutritional intervention, and they'll say, go see Dr. Joe, and I'll sit down with them and I'll say, okay, we found some hardening of the arteries, we found some narrowing of the blood vessels, and it's most of the time it's nutritionally related. Mm-hmm. It's self-induced, and that's the thing that gets me, is that you did it to yourself, but people don't realize that. So my role is I step in and I'll say, okay, let's sit down and talk about this. What can we do to change your diet to reverse a lot of this? And that's what's so great about working
said reverse this.
Yes, I did.
So it can be reversed.
Frank, can you vouch for me on that one?
Pretty remarkable. We see it happen with our patients who are going to see Dr. Joe and taking proper steps. Their number, their calcium score can actually be reversed.
I thought you had to have surgery to have that go down.
Nope. It's a lot of it is a bad diet, acid foods, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweetener, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, and it's really good.
That was last week.
That was lunch for you today, wasn't it? Yeah. But now this is the perfect time of the year to do a show like this, because people say, well, I'm going to start this right after the holidays. No. You got to start it before the holidays, because I promise you, somewhere along the line, somebody ain't going to make it through the holidays.
Right.
Because they say, I'm just going to have this turkey and these cookies and these cakes and these donuts and this alcohol and this eggnog. And then come January 1st, well, what are you doing? You're just making the problem worse to try to have to reverse it then January 1st. Why not just start now?
now.
Yes. And so when we get them on a good dietary plan, we get them on the things that are going to help hopefully resolve some of this plaque. I send them back to virtual imaging. I said, okay, give me a 3-month, 6-month protocol. Let's get another scan done. Let's see how much progress we've made. So that's how we work together so closely. And it's very beneficial to the patients.
Oh, absolutely. So what makes it about cakes, cookies, pies, sodas, alcohol, meats, things like that, that makes it stick to the inside of the arteries?
What happens is your body produces cholesterol. Everybody knows their cholesterol score. But the low-density lipoproteins, the bad ones, so to speak, are much more likely to oxidize. They're not as stable as the high-density lipoproteins. And when they oxidize, they essentially rust. That's what oxidation is. You see rust on a piece of metal. And when they oxidize, they can irritate the artery wall. Then the artery wall becomes inflamed. So what does the body do? It lays down cholesterol almost like a scab over this irritated area. And if you keep irritating it, the body keeps building up the cholesterol to protect the arteries. So cholesterol buildup is your body's natural defense. It's trying to keep itself alive. In the process, it can kill you.
I started to say it's keeping itself alive by slowly killing you.
Exactly, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Folks, if you have a question, please give us a call. The number is 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. If you've had a score before and you want it explained to you a little better, if you've had a calcification score, or your doctor's told you you should have one, or you have a history of heart disease, we would love to talk to you. If you want to be ahead of the curve and you have the holidays in front of you and you want to know, hey, I'm going to a party, I've got to eat. I can't sure. just go and be a wildflower and stand around uh-huh. and everybody listen to my stomach growl.
Well, here's the thing with food. You have to eat anyway. You might as well eat good food. So if you're going to the party to just stuff yourself, that's really not a good way to look at it. But if you're going to the party to socialize and enjoy the season and have fun with friends, that's perfect. So one of the tricks I do when I go to parties, if I know there's going to be mm-hmm. healthier foods, that's great. If I'm not sure, I'll just have a snack before I go.
What's your snack before you go?
An easy, simple one is a couple of handfuls of nuts.
Okay.
They're heavy. They make you feel full. Walnuts, almonds, pecans, pistachios. Try to stay away from peanuts. Peanuts are high in something called a mycotoxin. Mycotoxin can cause an allergic reaction. It's a fungus, and that can cause problems with the body. But a couple of handfuls of nuts, and if you're at the party and there's nothing else to eat, you're wrong. Because there's usually nuts and there's celery and there's guacamole and there's hummus and things like that. So eat more of that.
But then I'm having to dip a fried chip in that. Is that okay?
We're going to use carrots and we're going to use celery as opposed to the chips. Because the fried chips have a hydrogenated oil, which oxidized oils can irritate the artery walls. So fried chips, bad. Fried anything, bad.
Bad.
Yeah. And if the score builds up, we send them over to Frank over at Virtual Imaging. And we get a score, and then we say, okay, what's our action step? Because we can take a test and find any test. It doesn't matter if it's virtual imaging or a blood test. We say, okay, you have blank. Well, now what? We have to be able to have a step to take. And that's where I step in with virtual imaging so that we can work to put together a plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have it. What do we do to fix it?
And correct me if I'm wrong also, Dr. Joe, but there's a way to do this with a palatable diet. People don't have to think they're going to a holiday party and they can't eat the pumpkin pie, but they can still have something
exactly.
that's palatable.
Exactly right. Yes. I mean, you're not going to be in prison. Right. You can eat good foods and you can have amazingly good foods and watch the scores reverse. So it's not hard. It's easy. You just have to know how. Somebody has to teach you.
Let's go to the phone lines, gentlemen, and speak with Mike in Watkinsville. Mike, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Doing good. My question is, how does virtual imaging evaluation for colon polyps compare to colonoscopy?
One more time, how does what compare to a colonoscopy, the virtual colonography?
Yes.
That's a great question. The virtual colonography obviously is also performed by the EBCT scanner that we utilize, and it's a less invasive way to determine whether not only that you have polyps, but potentially 4 different forms of cancer on the inside and outside walls of your colon. But instead of having about 5 feet worth of tubing going through the bends and curves of your colon, you're having a maximum of about 4 inches of insertion with a 3-dimensional camera that has view of your entire colon. So there's no dangers of perforating or tearing of the colon walls. It's a much safer way to go. In fact, former President Barack Obama had an endorsement that the White House medical staff has now endorsed the procedure back in 2010. He said it's the only way to go. So it's gaining more and more notoriety.
Great. And do you know if Medicare and supplements cover this procedure?
That's something I can't really tell you about, sir. I'll tell you that we know that it's not an insurance-covered procedure. Where Medicare stands on that, I do not know. I wish I could give you more information about that.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Thanks for your call, Mike. Going back to the phone lines with another Mike on hold. Mike and Marietta, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm good, Linda. How are you?
Good.
Listen, I'm a heart transplant recipient. I'm 15 years out.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And my heart's just 38. I'm 66. My son's also a heart transplant recipient. My dad died at 42. My brother's in his 30s. All my aunts and cousins in their 30s and 40s. We have idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy. All that means is unknown heart disease. It's genetic. We've all lost children as young as age one and as old as age 20.
Wow.
So I guess my question is, we still have some children and grandchildren in the family. With this virtual imaging, the blood tests don't seem to identify anything. We've had children checked and then 3 weeks later have a heart attack. Would this virtual imaging be able to find something like that in our children and grandchildren? And it does affect 98% of our offspring, according to the geneticist Emory, and affects both males and females. So we've had a rough ride. I'm just trying to find out a way to find a way. If some of the kids are predisposed to that, maybe we can start early and do something.
Okay, I don't want you to be rushed on this call, Mike, and your answer. So we're going to put you on hold. We're going to take a break, come back, and give you the answer that you deserve. So stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you so much, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living, and we put Mike on hold. Mike was having a question about he has heart disease rampant in his family, even younger children, and so he wanted to know if that was something that he should take his children in and relatives to get a heart scan. So thank you so much for holding, Mike, and we'll go ahead and let Dr. Joe and Frank Maldonado answer your question.
Yeah, Mike, do you mind if I ask, what are the ages of your children that you're concerned about?
Well, we just had one diagnosed at age 7, but they're grandchildren, and there's still a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 9-year-old that I'm very concerned about. And just so you know, doctor, there's no cholesterol issues or blocked arteries in the family wherever. Dr. Miller at St. Joe's indicated to me it was a shame when he opened me up that my arteries were so clear, but yet the heart was so bad. And usually our first indication of any heart trouble at all, anywhere in the family, young or old, is the inverted T wave on an EKG.
Wow. I'll be honest with you, Mike. It's not common that we would scan children that young. It has been done under circumstances very similar to the ones you're speaking of, where there's a tremendously long, extensive family history and concerns. What I would tell you is, if it's something you really want to get done, you come in to see us. Belinda will give you more of the information, but we're happy to give them free heart scans just to kind of get a baseline and see where they are and make sure everything's okay on our part. We'll do anything we can to help, sir.
Hey, thank you so much.
Okay, absolutely.
Mike, what we want you to do is call the office, and that number, Frank, is
770-730-0119.
Okay, that's 770-730-0119. And for this month, so don't tarry. I mean, get on the phone Monday.
I will.
And they can get a free heart and lung scan from now until the end of November. Now, they're going to be closed Thanksgiving and the Friday after.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Belinda. Thank you, Dr. Maldonado. Thank you, Dr. Joe. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Thanks so much.
You too, sweetheart.
Thanks,
you're in our prayers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
I was just elevated to a medical doctor. Thank you, Mike.
Oh.
Yes. My father was a medical doctor, but I am not. But thank you, Mike.
Well, for today, you know, we can let it slide.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, that's just heartbreaking to hear.
That's horrible.
That these young children at ages of 5 and 7 and 8 are going through this.
You know what? If I can say something really quickly.
Sure.
And I think most people know about Dr. Joe's products. And this is sincere and absolutely a personal experience. We have been taking his products for months. I've got two of my daughters with me, Mia and Gigi, who are 10 and 8. They take his powder, don't understand that it's in a lot of the beverages they're having. I'm kind of exposing myself right now in their presence.
Look, she's got this confused look on her face.
Yeah, exactly. But I'll be honest with you, it's tremendous what those products do. We feel great. I can tell you that personally. There's more energy. I feel cleaner. It's a nice way because you don't always, even when I'm conscious of my health, you don't always take the time to eat the proper food.
Right.
Sometimes you're on the go. You throw his products in a shake and you do feel different. And that's a personal endorsement. So I would say that to Mike as well. That's something he might want to do with his young ones.
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you mix your powder with?
I put it right into a protein shake. One of my shakes that we put in our berries and our bananas. So I actually incorporate it right into one of my protein shakes. For the kids, we just do it with a little fruit smoothie.
Okay, that's tremendous.
Yeah, and and the products are called Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Thank you, Frank.
That was unsolicited.
Absolutely.
Those are on my website, drjoe.com. If you want to get them, drjoe.com is 24 hours a day. You can get them there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we don't have time to take a call, but we want you to jump on the line for this next segment. You can reach us at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And you know what? Now is a good time to give away our weekend prize
pack.
Perfect. Yes. Are you ready? It's a pair of tickets to see Michael Bublé. Did I say that correctly? Bublé.
Yes.
In concert. Sunday, February the 17th at the Infinite Energy Arena. Tickets go on sale Monday, 10 o'clock at the InfiniteEnergyCenter.com. That would make a great holiday gift. Michael Bublé. And I Googled some of his music. Oh. He is awesome.
I just bought two tickets yesterday.
Oh. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, well. You could have been caller number three.
That's
darn.
Great.
No, I am going to take caller number three to our contest line, which is 404-741-0750. Gets the tickets. We'll be back right after this.
This is Atlanta. The food. The wine. The entertainment. The lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Today we're talking heart health. We're doing it with the help of virtual imaging and Dr. Joe Esposito and Frank Maldonado with virtual imaging. And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And we have a couple of callers on the line, but I want to remind folks that Frank has brought a very generous offer, I might add, to the phone lines. And you can get a free heart and lung scan. That's huge.
It is.
For between now and the end of November. And they're not open Thanksgiving or the Friday after. Got to do a little shopping.
That's right.
So all you need to do is call 770-730-0119. And we'll make that happen. And let's go to the phone lines. We have people have been holding a while. Let's get Chuck and Social Circle on the line. Chuck, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you guys? Happy Thanksgiving to all three of you. It's a tough time of year, but Mr. Maldonado, talk to me and tell me how often someone would have to go to virtual imaging.
That's a great question. And, you know, one of the things we always emphasize to the patients that come in to see us is there's no way to, we're not trying to minimize the importance of the initial scan. That tells us on the date that they're in to see us where they are. But the most important thing is ongoing monitoring. So we have a protocol, what we call a PCAP, a Privileged Care Alliance program, where we literally set up our patients over a course of 12 years of watching their health over the course of year-to-year monitoring. So in doing so, what we would do is have an initial scan of a full body. But within that first year, there might be 2, 3, 4 additional scans that are part of the protocol. If it's been requested by a doctor, if we see a score that's a little bit higher than we wanted, we might tell them to come back in 2 or 3 months, much the way Dr. Joe said he'll recommend his patients do that, to kind of evaluate, are we doing the right things to reverse that calcium score? Is everything going proper with our internal organs? So we do emphasize the importance of the initial scan, but year 2 is more important than 1, 3 more than 2 because of the ongoing monitoring.
I thank you for that information. And yes, Mr. Frank, you probably know who this is because I did come in and see you and I did sign up for it. And yes, I also use Dr. Joe Esposito's products and they're great.
Awesome. Thank
that
you.
That is awesome, buddy. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you.
All right, okay, buddy. Chuck. Thank you for calling the show. I really appreciate it. All right. 38 minutes after the hour, 61 degrees. It is absolutely gorgeous out there. What a perfect fall day. Glad you've joined us here on Atlanta Living. Let's speak with Allison and Tucker. Allison, you're on Atlanta Living. How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to talk to you guys. My dad just had a double bypass just a couple of weeks ago.
How's he doing?
He's recovering. He also had to have two arteries worked on in both legs, which were scheduled and then had to be done on emergency basis just another week ago. But he is starting to recover. Wow. My mom also has some lung and cardiovascular issues. I haven't been impressed with the diagnostic imaging that she's getting. I worked in diagnostic imaging for 4 years myself. And both of us have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, the hypermobility type, but we've learned that there are now crossovers where you can have cardiovascular issues. I recently had a trip to the emergency room for what was a suspected appendicitis, ended up being something else. But they saw on the very bottom of the CT glass scatter in my lung imaging, but none of the doctors seem wanting to follow up. So I'm just wondering where to go from there to make sure that my mom is getting the imaging that's good for her, that I'm going somewhere where my doctors are following up on what was seen on my CT. And I just kind of don't know where to go from here.
You know, what I will never do, ma'am, is I'm not going to contradict the opinions of a medical professional. But I will tell you that the images that we are able to capture through our scanner, the electronic beam CT scanner, are remarkable. In fact, if you go back to the year, I think it was right around the year 2000, Oprah Winfrey did an entire special on this particular.
I remember that.
It's borderline criminal that it has not gained more notoriety, but there's another theory out there on the fact that they're not making these machines anymore. But we are blessed here in our own backyard in the state of Georgia, in the city here in Atlanta, to have two, not just one, but two. And we are the only facility in the entire country that has two under the same roof. So I will tell you, again, not in any way contradicting any of your medical professionals, if you have the inkling, come in to see us. I can feel pretty confident in saying that the images and the pictures we will provide will be a little bit different from what you've seen before.
Definitely. Well, we did call last year when we heard the commercial on WSB radio because I was worried about my dad.
Okay, we kind of need to move quickly. We need to get as many callers in as we can, Allison.
Just one quick question. We called last year about the imaging special, and we were told that he couldn't have it because we didn't make $70,000 a year.
I do know there's a qualification that they have. I don't think you'll have any issues now. If you want to call in, you can ask for Nikki and just reference Belinda's show. The only thing that we're doing with this special of the heart and lung is that you have to come in and get scanned by the end of the month. Okay, so call as soon as you can. Ask for Nikki. She'll be able to set that up and just mention that you heard this on Belinda's show.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Allison. Bye bye. 42 minutes after 2 o'clock, 61 degrees. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Betty Lou. Betty Lou and Alpharetta, you're on WSV. How are you today?
I'm great. It's my birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
That's Dr. Joe. That wasn't bad.
Really good, huh?
See?
Yeah.
That's it. I'm done.
Thank you. So the reason I was calling, I had recently an MRI and a CT scan because I've been having a lot of stomach problems. I'm on a low FODMAP diet. And so my mother died from pancreatic cancer at the age of 82. Mm. They I have Hashimoto's as well. I just wanted you to know that I have an autoimmune disease. Mm. But anyway, they found a small lesion in my pancreas in the head or the neck of the pancreas alongside the wall, a very small lesion. And he just said, you know, Bailey, I just want you to keep coming back every 6 months and we'll do an MRI. They did a CT and an MRI, and they saw that image on there. And I just wanted to see if your scan would do any more or could provide any more additional information about that. Mike, and have you ever heard of those?
When you had your CT scan, I'm assuming, did they do that with a contrast?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, then that would more than likely have been the next step. We don't use a contrast in our CT scans. And remember, our entire thing is preventative and proactive in nature, where we're trying to detect things early enough. My honest opinion would be, if you have seen a doctor who has diagnosed something, the MRI and CT scan with a contrast is the next step, and you're already taking that. We're trying to find something early enough that we say, that's not normal. Let's get another scan or a deeper look into something to make sure it's not more severe.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to know. Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
So much.
You're,
right.
you're very welcome. Happy birthday.
Yes, yeah. Happy birthday.
Right. Thanks for what y'all are doing. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Thank you so much, Betty Lou.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So you're step one.
Absolutely. But in our step as well, it doesn't mean that we don't do repeat scans potentially to detect or to look at the ongoing progressions of a disease. But if something is lurking that looks a little bit suspicious, they will generally recommend a follow-up scan with us in 6 months to a year, mm-hmm. or potentially saying, we might recommend that you get an MRI or a CT scan with a contrast where they're going to light up that particular organ to see what's going on.
Okay. And it can be scary to get that call back.
It can, but again, and Dr. Joe is the first one that can tell you this, anything that is detected early enough is survivable. So for the people that are fearful of coming in because of what they might hear, I hate to use these as an example, but we always talk about Steve Jobs. When he died, I want to say, I think he was the second richest man in the world. Had he had that pancreatic cancer disease detected potentially 6 months or a year earlier, he might have survived. So knowing about it is the first step. You got to know what's going on.
You would think with his money, he would have the best available medical care known to man.
And he did.
Correct.
Exactly. But again, early detection is the key. And any doctor will tell you that. The earlier we detect it, the earlier we can take steps to prevent it from getting worse. And that's why it drives us, like you said, it's almost criminal.
Ugh.
That when people come in and say, well, I've had an issue and my parents had issues and now they finally get it and it's already in the later stages. The earlier we get it, the easier, quicker, and cheaper it is to get it done. It's very inexpensive if you catch it early on to work with. Change your diet. From a chiropractic standpoint, we may want to get the nervous system working properly. A lot of people have acid reflux, and one of my bosses here just recently had issues. The stomach pushes up against the diaphragm. We can massage or pull or adjust the stomach away from the diaphragm in many cases so that the problem is solved. Once it starts eating away at the esophagus, it becomes a lot more serious.
So can you have, say, Joe Mendelson that we know that had stage one lung cancer? At stage one, he had no symptoms.
Correct. Yeah. That's the frightening part, is when you do get that first symptom, it's generally in stage three or four, and that's when they tell you it's time to get your affairs in order. This is your time frame of your expected life. That's it. But if we can capture something in stage one, well, now you've got a chance. Now you can take the steps, as Dr. Joe's talking about, with proper medications, change in diet or lifestyle, and reverse it or eradicate it without invasive medical procedures that will forever damage your body. Chemotherapy, radiation therapy, cutting through the chest plate of your body to get to your heart to do a bypass or a CABG bypass or a heart transplant. These invasive procedures with lifelong medications mm-hmm. that will damage you forever. So we're all about the prevention. And for the people that are preventative in action, come and see us. Don't be afraid. Let's find out if anything's going on. And I'll tell you one last thing, Belinda. We've had patients who have joined our program for 4 years, had perfect heart calcium scores of zero, nothing wrong with their body. Year four, we find a shadow on their lung, mm-hmm. and it turns out to be lung cancer. So all this time, had they never come in, they're fine for 4 years with everything until that fourth year hits.
Yeah.
So the earlier, the better. Just come in and see us, and God's willing, you're with us for 12 years and we never find anything. But we've got to be there to make sure that's what's going on.
It's a great insurance to have.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
When you consider you can do that in some of our programs for as little as a dollar a day. Dollar a day. It's remarkable to consider.
Well, it's what your health is worth.
Correct.
Is priceless.
Correct.
Okay, we're going to take our last break. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.
Now, back to Belinda Skelton.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We are in our final segment of the show, and Dr. Joe has some of the most exciting news. I wish I had a drum roll.
Breaking news, right? Yes. There you go. That's close.
Okay. Announcement, please.
I'm flying up tomorrow morning to be on the Dr. Oz show.
I think that's the coolest thing ever. I love
him.
I love his show, and I'm so proud of you.
I'm so excited. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's going to air sometime in December, but they called me last week, and they said, we need you Monday. I was like, okay. So,
when Dr. Oz calls, all things are second.
Everything changes. Exactly right. Yes. Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're real excited.
Keep us abreast on when you're going to air.
Everyone will be, believe it. Flyers, billboards, skywriting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. It'll be tattooed on his forehead.
I'll be on tonight, sitting in your seat from 7 to 9 tonight. So maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow tonight, too, as well. I don't want to take up Frank's time.
Good. So. Okay. Frank, so tell us about the special that we're airing.
Yes. Okay. So from now until the end of the month, November 30th, we will be running a free heart and lung scan for anyone who chooses to call, but they have got to come in and have their appointment completed by the 30th.
Okay.
So anyone who is interested, please come in. We have a wonderful group of six patient advocates, Roman, Jim, Steve, we have Kathy, Caroline, Leslie, all there waiting to help out and answer any questions that you have.
And you.
Of course.
That's right. The boss is pointing to you there.
Yeah. So you have to have your appointment completed by the end of the month, and you're closed on Thanksgiving and the Friday after.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
And I think Nikki is there answering phones right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, well, let's work her to death.
That's right.
Call 770-730-7119.
No, 0119. 770-730-0119. That's the number for the office.
Okay. So let's say that one more time in case we've confused people. That's 770-730-0119, and you get your free heart and lung.
Correct.
Normally, we just do heart,
but
we added the lung because it's a holiday.
That's right.
A little extra present for everyone.
That's right.
Yeah, in the spirit of giving.
I can say I've had the scan done. It's very quick. It's totally painless. You'll feel absolutely nothing, and it's very, very effective because I've read every type of imaging known to man, and when I saw the results of the imaging, I was so impressed with the quality of the scan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can take that to any doctor. It's very understandable, and it just tells them what is going on. It makes their job a lot easier.
That's what we're trying to do, exactly.
And you can take that to your cardiologist if you have calcifications, and they'll know exactly where your blockages are.
That's correct.
Well, hopefully we fix it before you even have to get to the cardiologist.
That's the goal, right? That's right.
That's the goal.
We don't want to take business away from the cardiologist. No, we do want to take business away from the cardiologist.
We do want to take it.
That's right.
I don't think they would mind it at all.
Right. Every cardiologist I know loves the fact that when we find something earlier, that we can hopefully prevent it, and that saves everybody a lot of time, a lot of money, hopefully their life.
That's right.
Yeah. Early detection is everything. And that's what's so great about virtual imaging.
And be proactive about your own health. If you're not having any symptoms, that doesn't mean that there's nothing going on inside.
So true. So
get the scan.
So
it's free.
Get the scan.
Yes.
Okay. So you're listening to Atlanta Living. Coming up next is the doctor show. And I think Marietta Plastic Surgery is their guest. I see them out there. My favorite peeps. So stay tuned. Bruce Feinberg is going to be your host. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.